In the book of Numbers, the 11th chapter, beginning at verse 10, I'll read verses 10 through 14. The Bible reads this morning, "Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. And Moses said unto the Lord, Wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? And wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them, that thou shouldest say unto me, Carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth the suckling child, unto the land which thou swearest unto their fathers? Whence should I have flesh to give unto all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, Give us flesh, that we may eat. I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me." Supporting scripture this morning, 1 Peter. 1 Peter 5, beginning at verse 4. "And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." This morning, "Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly, and Moses also was displeased." The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and 7, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." If you would, for a moment, stand to your feet. Look at somebody and repeat these words. If you got a complaint, be sure to tell somebody that cares. And we are blessed this morning, even though we understand and we realize that we are going through and things may not be as easy today as it was days ago. And there may be things that you just quite can't put your finger on why this is happening to me. But understand that God has a way of allowing things to happen in our lives, but at the same time that it's happening, he strengthens us, and he gives us a mindset to trust him. And if we are going to say this morning that we are children of the Most High God, if we are saying that we are yet believers this morning, we got to trust God with our all in all. We got to trust God even when we don't have a clue as to what our next move is going to be or what the next thing is going to happen in our life. All we know is that we have right now. There are those of us this morning that can sort of reminisce and reflect back to yesterday and last night. And that's good, but that's already past. That's already gone. But the Bible says that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad that I'm living right now. I'm glad that I'm counted amongst the living right now. I'm glad that the blood is yet still running warm in my veins right now. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but right now, God is a mighty good God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody ever had a situation where you realize that you just can't make it all by yourself? And it's good to have good friends. It's good to have family. But there comes a time that you got to know that even your family can't help you when it comes to spiritual things. There's some things in your spiritual walk that only God is going to be able to straighten out in your life. I don't care who's praying for you. Let them keep on praying. Don't stop praying, but you got to pray for yourself. yourself. You got to understand for yourself. You got to ask God. Lord, can you just come on in and see about me? I'm a wretch undone. I've been going through and I got my mind made up that I want to go to heaven, but there are always stumbling blocks in my way. If anybody found that as you travel on your Christian journey, that things just don't fall out of the way just because you say you're a Christian. You ever found out that just because you're a Christian, that don't mean that you don't still have trial, you don't still have trouble? Is that there's trouble on every hand. And I find that when you become a Christian, that's when the devil really began to work on you. You see, if he's already got you and he got your mind to a place where you're not thinking about God, you're not thinking about doing any better about your life, he don't have to waste no time with you. He got you. But see, now, if you are one of those that even though you're sort of straddling the fence, you want to go this way and you want to go that way and you don't know what to do. Sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down. But in your mind, you're constantly saying, Lord, I need you. Lord, help me. Lord, forgive me. You see, those are the things that get God's attention to let him know that you are not satisfied with where you are. See, when you get satisfied where you are, you're in a bad situation. Even if you can say I'm saved and sanctified, don't get satisfied with where you are, because it's not over until we crown him King of Kings. Hallelujah. There are those of us that think because we are members of the church and we can say I'm a faithful member of the church that we got something to boast about, but bring your boasting on down. No need to get up on your high horse, because as soon as you get up there too high, you're going to find out that somebody's going to snatch your horse from up under you. And you're going to go tumbling down. And when you go tumbling down, you want some cushion. Anybody want a little cushion up under them? See, I want to know that even though I fly high sometimes, I want to know that if I fall, the God that got me flying is going to be the same one that's going to catch me. You don't hear what I'm talking about this morning. See, we got to understand that despite ourselves, we are a blessed people. By his grace and by his mercy, God has allowed us to come together. Not anything that we've done so good. I find this morning, I found out from self-experiences that life itself brings about problems. Life brings problems. Life brings changes. And the Bible teaches us that in this life, hallelujah, Jesus, in this life, we are going to have trials and tribulations, but the Bible also declared that we should be of good cheer, for Jesus has already overcome the world. That is a powerful statement that a lot of times I think we take too lightly. We say it, we've heard it, and many of us believe it, but do we really apply it to our living? Do we apply it to the way that we feel about God, or the way that we feel about our walk with God? Because I've got to know that even though I know that in this life I'm going to have trials and tribulations, I also got to have a little joy down on the inside to know that it's not going to be all over and said and done until the Lord gets through with it. Our trials are our problems. And we got to understand that the problem is not that that you got a problem. It's how you handle the problem that makes it a problem. What you say, preacher? Charles, I said, a problem. When you got a problem, it's not a problem until you decide how you're going to handle the problem. And how you handle your problem will make it a problem. And you got to understand, how do you handle your problems? There are those of us that get been all out of shape. We get frustrated and we just don't want to have nothing to do with anybody. But there comes a time that you can't push all your problems on the back burner. You're like me. You don't have but two back burners. So it ain't going to take long to fill up your back burners. You got to understand that after you get your back burners full, something's going to have to come to the front. You're going to have to pay attention to something. There's something that you got to stand there and pay attention to. We got a lot of cooks in the house. You can't cook in the kitchen and be in the bedroom, can you? You can't cook in the kitchen and be in there watching the soaps. Don't wait on that nose to tell you that there's something burning in there. You need to be in there watching what you're doing. Believers, when trials hit home and they become real, when it's not the Joneses, it's us. You know, there comes a time when as long as it's somebody else is going through, we can talk about it and we walk around like everything's all right. But when that hits home, and the reality is that we're suffering now, with my family is in sickness, my family has trials and tribulations, then it gets your attention. But as long as it's the Joneses, everything's all right. But now, is not the Joneses your brothers and sisters? Well, why is it all right for the Joneses to catch hell and you don't catch no hell? Why is it all right for the Cades to go through all the time and you don't never go through? Everybody ought to have their time because somebody is still waiting on their Jubilee year. Trouble on every hand. Something has to give. After a while, you just get to a place where something got to give. I know that we always say, the Lord won't put no more on you than that you can bear. Anybody said that? Think about it. We use it as an escape. We use it as sometimes even a motivator. Sometimes we use that same statement to encourage somebody that's going through that the Lord not going to put no more on you than that you can bear. Well, now, I wonder, is there anybody in here that have ever got to a point where you say, all right, Lord, I can't take no more, Lord. Where you at, Lord? And you said you're not going to put no more on me than I can bear. I'm tired, Lord. Anybody hear me in here? You got to be real with God. No need to go around that big old smile on your face like everything is all right. And you know you crying your eyes out on the inside. Lord, don't you see me? Maybe you've never been down and out. Maybe your body's never been in pain. Maybe you've never gone through anything where you really had to cry out to the Lord. Glory. Let me tell you what God just told me. God just said that it is those of us that cry out with our lips. But what about those that are crying from your soul this morning? When things get so deep and so hard and so heavy to where you got to start calling on Him from the soul, then I believe the Lord really hear and know that you want Him to come to your rescue. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. God, I hear that all the time. Every now and then, you gotta get ugly for the Lord. You gotta stop trying to be all cute. You gotta stop thinking that you all of that. You gotta stop thinking that you so big and you so bad that you can't be broke down. There's some folks that said mine, hide it in mine, but they're gonna be brought back down. Everybody that you kick to get up. There's going to come a time when somebody going to be kicking you. But I find this morning that these are the things that make us stay in contact with God. Sometimes, late in the midnight hour, I can steal away with my God all by myself. Get just as ugly as I want to get. You remember we were children and you get beat. They didn't whoop you, they beat you. You ever been crying your eyes out? And I know y'all gonna think this crazy. But you ever looked in the mirror while you crying? Realize just how tore up you are. Oh, I see somebody else done did what I did, huh? It makes you try to straighten up and stop crying, doesn't it? Lord, if I'm be tore up like that, Lord, help me straighten up. Yeah. And you know why it's so funny? Because a lot of y'all did the same thing. But I found out that when I cried for the Lord, I don't care if you look at my ugly face. I don't care if you laugh about how tore up I look. Only thing I care about is what I'm feeling down on the inside. Anybody ever get glad when your wheels start to turning? Ain't you glad? Can't nobody just reach in and turn you off? I'm going to feel it whether you want to feel it or not. Glory. Hallelujah. Problems. Trouble. That's what's happening with Brother Moses right now. And Moses realizes that it's time to talk to the Lord. The Bible declares that men should always pray. Pray without ceasing. Somebody sang in a song, I know what prayer can do. Prayer can do some things in our life this morning. I'm feeling mighty good right now. But I wonder this morning, is there anybody in here this morning that feel like you need to have a little talk with Jesus? Maybe like Moses, you've been thinking that I just can't make it all by myself. Glory, I feel too good this morning. Moses was a man that loved the people of God. When we look, we got to understand. First of all, let us be reminded of a statement that Paul made it in Philippians 4 and 11. Paul says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. You see, we like Paul, we need to be spiritually mature enough to be satisfied with the things that God has allowed us to have. We got to understand that we sang a song years ago, the old saints say, anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. But are you satisfied? Seems like when God blesses us, we always are able to find something wrong. Today, we are an ungrateful people. We are constantly murmuring and complaining. There are some people that doesn't matter how you approach them. Just don't seem like it's a good way to approach them. It is not a good day to approach them. Seems like every day seemed to be a bad day for them. You know how you got some folk that just today I'm having a bad day. But you ever met some of them folk that every time you see them, they're having a bad day? Afraid to speak to them because you're scared you might get told off. The sad thing is that we can go to not only Fowl's Chapel, go on down the street. Somebody going to look at you like what you're doing in here. Go on up to Lincoln Park and stop in Union. Somebody going to look at you like what you're doing in here. See, we got to understand that it doesn't matter where you go. People are just people. God going to be God everywhere that he is. And God realized that out of all the blessings that he bestowed upon us, we are still complaining. I wonder, anybody know anybody that complain all the time? You know how some folk don't never have a good day. Every time you ask them how you're doing, if they don't have one pain, they got another. If one thing not broke, something else is broke. You ever have a day where everything just seemingly is all right? You see, a lot of times what you say and what come out of your mouth would justify where you are. If you wake up talking about you feel bad and you're going to have a bad day, then that's what you're going to have. But I learned if you wake up and you feel like you're going to have a bad day, tell the devil you a lie this morning.
I'm going to find me some joy somewhere. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you got to make the devil out of a liar. You got to have your joy anyhow. Glory, glory, glory. Complain, complain. Complain means to discuss one's grievances with others. A complaint is a statement that is direct. And when we complain, we have a problem with something. When we complain, there's something just not right. We also want to use the word murmur. Murmur means a low, indistinct speech or sound where you say what you want, but you muffle it so it's beyond understanding. Did I say that too fast? You don't care nothing about what I preach to you. You understand that? No, you don't understand it. But what I said, y'all don't care nothing about what I preach. That's what happens when you murmur. You murmur those things that you want to really say, but you just don't want to really say it. Oh, come on. Don't act like you don't know what murmuring is all about. Come on, you old saints over there, you brothers over there, when mom and daddy said something, you know, you couldn't even look like you wanted to think something, let alone let something come out your mouth. See, we come from an era where you had to look a certain way. You couldn't have the wrong kind of body language because my mama knew that body language means you're trying to talk some junk. I show you can talk some junk. We need to come back up to some of those same principles and guidelines where we don't have all that back talk. Oh, I'm just trying to, no, you're trying to shut up what you're trying to do. Murmuring and complaining, and there are those of us that are murmuring and complaining right now. God has been good to you, but you're still complaining. God has made a way out of no way, but you're still complaining. And we got to understand that we are just like the children of Israel. Now I'm getting there. Children of Israel was a complaining folk. We're talking about a group of people that God had blessed and led them out of bondage. We're talking about a people that when they got hungry, God said that, I know that you're in the desert. I know you can't find nothing, but I got some manna that I'll drop down from heaven to feed you. That was all right for a while. You know how we are. I got to go on and preach. I'm messing with that. The Bible said when the people complain, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed them that were of the othermost parts of the camp. In other words, the outside of the camp. God got so mad at their complaining and their murmuring that he just set the fire. Think about it. What if God got that upset with us this morning? Some of us hellbound anyhow. I ain't talking about nobody. That could be that some of us could be me. See, we jump the gun too much. We so sensitive. You're that sensitive, you ought to do what God said do, and you don't have to worry about what nobody say. You know that you got all your ducks in order. You know that everything is in order because you got to understand that there comes a time when you cry out to the Lord. If you are crying and just murmuring and complaining, God get tired of that complaining. We're talking about God. It said the Lord got angry with their complaining and started the fire. And the people cried unto Moses, and Moses cried unto the Lord. And then the fire was quenched. It's good to have somebody that know how to get a prayer through. It's good to have somebody that is still close to the Lord, that regardless of what the family is going through, somebody is praying to God. The Bible says, and the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic, how we seasoned all of our food. That food was so good, I can taste some of that now. But here I am with nothing but manna. Tired of manna. Take me back where you brought me from. I was better off when I was in Egypt. Even though they beat me, even though I was a slave, they did feed me when I get hungry. So Lord, why did you bring me out here? Some of us this morning are saying, Lord, why did you bring me this far and have you left me yet? I remember the fish. I remember how we ate all of that stuff. But my soul is beginning to dry up. This man ain't doing nothing for me no more. I don't have the strength that I used to have. I don't have the stamina that I used to have. I need a little more nourishment. I need me some meat. Lord Jesus, I thank God that John W. Cade wasn't born back then. Because I would have been one of those complainers. The way I love meat, I would have been crying, I want a piece of meat, I want a piece of meat. I love pork chops. I love fried chicken. I've been crying, Lord, can I just have a piece of fried chicken? Lord, please, just one piece of fried chicken. And I eat all the manna you sent for me. You got to get real. You got to get real with it. When you take my meat away, it upsets my heart. It upsets me. But the people said they complained. And it got to a place where everybody was complaining. You got to understand, when they talk about the mixed multitude, be careful who you hang with. Because sometimes if you hang with negative thinking folk, that negative thinking will rub off on you. See, that's what was happening. They had some folk that wasn't genuine Israelites. The Israelites knew what it was to make a sacrifice and to fast and to pray and to wait on God. But when you got somebody in the midst of you, oh, sister, you know, we got to have some meat, baby. We got to have some meat. I don't know what they're talking about. After a while, it starts sounding like it makes sense to you. Then there you go, everybody. The Bible says, and when Moses heard the people weep through their families, every man in the door of his tent, the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. And Moses said unto the Lord. See, now this is what Moses did. First of all, our thought says that if you got a complaint, be sure to tell somebody that cares. Now, the people had a complaint. Moses was their leader. The good thing is that Moses cared about them. You see, if Moses did not care, then it wouldn't have mattered that they brought their concerns to him. He would have dismissed them. But because Moses had a heart for the people, the Bible says Moses cried out to the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore has you afflicted me, thy servant? I thought that I had favor with you. You chose me as your leader. I didn't conceive all these people myself. Why have you put all of these people on me? The burden is too heavy for me. I can't bear this burden alone. They are crying out for meat. They're complaining from the left and from the right. Everybody in all of their houses are crying out for meat. And I don't know what I'm going to do. He said, I'm not able to bear this people alone. It is too heavy for me. If thou would deal with me, kill me. Moses had got to a place where they complained so much that he got so disgusted and depressed to where he said, Lord, take my life. I don't even want to live anymore. It's too hard for me. You done put too much on me now. I just can't take it. But the Bible tells us that God, because of his love for Moses, because God had a plan for Moses' life, I believe God commended Moses in where he stood. But he also realized that Moses was his chosen vessel. Whenever you're going through something in your life and it seems like you don't know how you're going to make it, you got to trust the power of the Almighty God. You got to be able to say like Moses, I know that if I call on the name of the Lord can do something with the situation that I'm faced with. The Bible tells us, if you will read on in the story, that God blessed them. Because of their murmuring and complaining, they began to get meat. For the Bible said the quails began to fly down low in the camp. They began to eat so much meat till they got sick. You better be careful what you ask for. Because when you ask God for something, God just might give you what you ask for. And when he asked God for the meat, God sent them the meat. But you got to know when to hold them and when to vote. You got to know when to turn your plate over and say, Lord, I don't need any more. You got to know when you say, I had enough. I don't need any more in my body. But the Bible said that they were so greedy. They were so hungry for meat that they ate until it would come to gush out of their body. I want to tell somebody this morning that if you got a complaint, you better be sure to tell somebody that cares. If you got a complaint this morning, you better remember the chief shepherd. God is the chief shepherd. And we got to understand that the Bible says that the younger must submit themselves unto the elder. We got to learn how to humble ourselves at the feet of the Lamb. The Bible says, cast all your care upon him, and he shall take care of it for you. If you carry it to the Lord our God, I know that God cares about your situation. So I come to tell somebody this morning, if you got a complaint in your life, all you got to do is tell Jesus all about it. If you tell Jesus all about it, your trouble, the Lord will make a way out of no way. I hear the Bible say, we will humble ourselves that he may exalt us in due time. You see, this might be your season for God to come in and do whatever needs to be done in your life. I stop by to tell somebody that if you got a complaint this morning, I might not be able to handle your complaint. But if you tell somebody by the name of Jesus, Jesus can take whatever you're going through. Whatever that problem is that you got this morning, all you got to do is take it to the Lord our God. If you got to complain about where you are in life, call on the mighty name of Jesus. When I begin to think about where we are this morning, I know that our salvation and our deliverance come from the power on Calvary. If you got a problem this morning, if you got a complaint this morning, take it to Calvary. Because when I go to Calvary this morning, I find my Lord hanging on the cross for your sins and for my sins. They hung him high and they stretched him wide. They stuck him in the side with a sword, and the blood and water came streaming down. By his stripes we are healed. And I stopped by to tell somebody that the Lord that we serve is not dead. He is alive this morning. If you got a complaint this morning, you can turn it over to the Lord, and the Lord will make everything all right. If you got a complaint this morning, all you got to do is open up your mouth. Talk to the Lord your God. Know that God is on your side. Anybody ever tried the Lord this morning? Do you have the Lord on your side? Is there a problem in your life? All you got to do is trust the power of God. I heard the Bible say that if I need God, he's just one step away. He's always right there by your side. Anybody that loved the Lord this morning, all you got to do is trust in him. You see, there are some things that are going on in your life. You might tell your so-called friend, but they may not care about your situation. So you better be careful that when you got a problem or a complaint, tell somebody, but it better be somebody that cares. Somebody that cares about your welfare. Somebody that cares about your soul salvation. Somebody that cares whether you live or whether you die. Some folk don't care about you, but God does care. God cares for you. And the Bible says, cast all of your cares upon him, for he careth for you. If you got a complaint, be sure to tell somebody that cares. And that somebody I'm talking about this morning is Jesus. That's what Moses did. The Bible saying Moses talked to the Lord. You got to tell him all about your problems, all about the situation that you're in. Tell him that you're about to give up in despair. But before you give up, hold on to God's unchanging hand.